पावन सारी रमन सारी जय राधा माधव गुण विहारी जय राधा माधव गुण विहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गीता गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गीता गौर हरि बोल
हरि नाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 27 एंड 28 द 6:28 is on the board. So we'll chant that first. Tata so sapta ratrante vidyaya dharyamana dharyamanaya vidyadhar adhipatyam cha lebhe pratihitam ripa tata sa sapta ratrante vidyaya dharyamanaya vidyadhar adhipatyam cha lebhe pratihitam ripa Tatasu sapta ratrante vidyaya dharyamanaya vidyadhara adhipatyam cha lebhe pratihitam dripa Tatasu sapta ratrante vidyaya dharyamanaya vidyadhara adhipatyam cha lebhe pratihitam nitapa tatasa sapta ratrante vidyadhara adhipatyam cha lebhe pratihitam ripa Tatasu sapta ratrante vidyaya dharyamanaya vidyadhara adhipatyam cha lebhe prasitam nipa Tatasu sapta ratrante vidyaya dharyamanaya vidyadhara adhipatyam cha lebhe pratihitam napa tataha from this saha he sapta ratrante at the end of seven nights vidyaya by the prayers dharyamanaya being carefully practiced Vidyadhara Adhipatyam, mastership of the Vidyadharas as an intermediate result. Cha, also. Lebhe, achieved. Apratihatam, undeviated from the instructions of the spiritual master. Nripa, O King Parikshit. Translation and purport. O King Parikshit, after only 1 week of repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master, Chitraketu achieved the rule of the planet of the Vidyadharas as an intermediate product of his spiritual advancement in knowledge. Purport, if a devotee, after being initiated, adheres rigidly to the instructions of the spiritual master, he is naturally endowed with the material opulences of Vidyadhara Adhipatyam and similar posts as byproducts. A devotee need not practice yoga, karma or jnana to achieve a successful result. Devotional service alone is competent to award a devotee all material power. A pure devotee, however, is never attached to material power, although he gets it very easily without personal endeavor. Chitraketu received this side benefit of his devotional service, which he rigidly performed in accordance with the instructions of Narada. I will read text 27, the verse in the translation. Very nice. Chitraketu stu tam vidyam yatha narada bhashitam dharayam asha saptaham abhaksha susamahitaha. Fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu for 1 week continuously chanted with great care and attention the mantra given by Narada Muni. And then today, O King Parikshit, after only 1 week of repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master, Chitraketu achieved the rule of the planet of Vidyadharas as an intermediate product of his spiritual advancement in knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Charanam. So Hare Krishna. Thank you. So these two beautiful verses is describing what happens after Narada and Angira Rishi, after they go back to the planet of Lord Brahma we were reading yesterday. So Narada Muni, he has given Chitraketu instructions on transcendental knowledge. He has also given him a mantra, and he's also given him instructions to chant that mantra. And as we were discussing yesterday, so now the abhidheya part, the application part, is up to the disciple, in this case, King Chitraketu. Similarly, each one of us, we have received instructions from Srila Prabhupada or our spiritual master. And and in those instructions that they have given us, they have given us everything. And by careful application of those instructions, we can perfect our life. So of course, in this case, Chitraketu, like Dhruva Maharaj, I mean, just 1 week, saying fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu for 1 week continuously chanted with great care and attention the mantra given by Narada Muni. It's a small thing, but this great care and attention. So there is, we're chanting, but then there is a quality aspect to our chanting. So it's not a detailed class on the holy name, but there are different stages of chanting. There is Naam Aparad chanting, there is Naam Abhas, and there is Shuddha Naam. And our Acharyas explain that by striving to chant with great care and attention, we enter into the stage of Naam Abhas. So initially, we don't even know what the offenses against the holy names are. So actually, in fact, some of our best chanting is the first week of our chanting. When we didn't know anything, I was like, wow, this can't be real. I mean, we had similar experiences like King Chitraketu. We didn't necessarily have, Vidyadhara Adipatyam, but we could feel the loosening, the shackles of the modes of material nature, just by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We had that experience. So we don't even know what the offenses are initially. And then somehow, like Srila Prabhupada, his disciples, they asked him, should we follow some rules and regulations? Okay. So then, we foolishly begin to inquire into the glories of the holy name. I'm sorry, I'm joking. But anyway, so we inquire into the glories of the holy name, or the spiritual master or the Vaishnavas, seeing that somebody is sincere, they give them further instructions on the holy name. What are the offenses against the holy name, how to avoid them. So now, having received this knowledge, sort of the bar is set a little higher.
And with knowledge comes responsibility of applying and acting on that knowledge. So we understand. So sometimes some devotees feel, well, maybe we should just introduce people to the Hare Krishna movement. Because not really tell them about the offenses against the holy name, then there are no offenses committed. So just keep people, introduce them, let them chant. But anyway, that doesn't work. So we hear the glories of the holy name, we understand the offenses that are to be avoided, and then we understand that largely the offense, the root cause of all offenses is inattentiveness while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I always wonder why, it's like amongst the 10 offenses, like an afterthought. Oh, by the way, like 10 and a half. But that's the biggest one, actually, being inattentive while chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains how that is the root cause of all other offenses. So here, King Chitraketu, it is mentioned here that fasting and drinking only water, Chitraketu for 1 week continuously chanted with great care and attention the mantra given by Narada Muni. So there are two parts. So there is great care and attention, obviously. And there is austerity also here involved. So this austerity is of different kinds. Bhagavad Gita talks about this. Austerity in the mode of ignorance, austerity in the mode of passion, austerity in the mode of rudeness. So Krishna actually condemns heavily that kind of austerity, which tortures our body and then also puts the super soul in difficulty. But also Srila Prabhupada elsewhere explains that by taking up some voluntary austerity, one's determination increases. And determination is something that is required. It's an understatement here. But determination is required if we want to go back home, back to Godhead. Because here we are with so many, with a long sojourn in this material world, there are so many layers of, to have a desire to, it's going to be a long haul, it's a gradual process. So in the face of, many, many reversals that we can definitely encounter in that journey, we don't need to sort of, just practicing the principles of devotional service, that's our austerity. And to just sort of really narrow it down further, there is, of course, our enemy. It is with great care and attention, 14, 15 years, and Maharaj had this, was to coming to a position of akam. What is different between Dhruva? So what was, different? Yes, he had a big time. The Lord Vishnu, he saw the sincerity and the determination of this five-year-old boy. So he sent one of his sons, Narada. And Narada tested him. But then he was adamant. He was determined, spiritually determined. He was determined to get, the kingdom at that point. But Narada Muni, he gave him a mantra. And then he began chanting that mantra. And it is mentioned that as he chanted the mantra, he became attached to the mantra. And, the person that gave the mantra. And so his initial impetus, was no longer driving him. So he moved, he shifted, from the initial impetus to another impetus. So we all come to Krishna for, either of those four impetuses that are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. But then at some point or the other in our Krishna consciousness, there has to be a shift. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanaratam. There has to be a shift to grow further. So that's the difference. Rupa Maharaj, he became attached to the mantra, to the real deal that the mantra was going to give him. He was attached to that. And then of course Lord Vishnu came. He had audience of Lord Vishnu. So I also want to, this is one of my favorite stories, hearing in Gita Nagari way back. It's a detailed, very complex story. But you can read, this is the story of Gopakumar. This is Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Srila Sanatana Goswami has written a book, commentary on Bhagavatam. So there are part 1 and part 2. So in part 2, this is, it's like Bhagavatam, it's a story within a story within a story. There is a Brahmana who is illiterate, but who is a worshipper of goddess Kali, Durga. And he's a very ardent worshipper of goddess Kali. And so one day, as he's in his dream, this goddess Kali, she comes and she gives him a mantra to chant, Madan Gopal mantra, Brahmana. And so he's very loyal to goddess Kali, is devoted to her. So she has given him this Madan Gopal mantra. So he begins to chant the Madan Gopal mantra. She doesn't give him many instructions or anything, but he's attached to her, loyal to her. So he begins to chant the Madan Gopal mantra. And then, skipping many, many details, eventually he comes to Mathura, Vrindavan area. And then he sees this beautiful, cowherd boy. And he thinks he's Krishna. And he offers him obeisances and he's in ecstasy. He's thinking it's the same Madan Gopal that he's chanting, the mantra that he's chanting. So this young cowherd boy says, no. I'm not Krishna. I'm just a cowherd boy, small cowherd boy. And so this elderly Brahmana, he asks him, you live in Mathura, Vrindavan. I have received this Madan Gopal mantra. Could you help me understand this Madan Gopal mantra? And then he says, wow. In fact, the mantra that you're chanting is the same mantra that I have received from my spiritual master, this Madan Gopal mantra. So I can tell you. So he chooses to instruct this Brahmana by telling his own story. So usually we don't, tell our own stories, but then like Vyasadev in the beginning of Bhagavatam, he tells Narada Muni, he tells the story to Vyasadev, his own story, how he became, how he got the association of Bhakti Vedantas and how he perfected his life. So similarly, this Gopakumar, he begins to tell his own story, how he received his own Madan Gopal mantra from his guru. Way back when I would hear, this is Sanatana Goswami, he's writing this, book. So, I felt there were very many, many analogies between, it's almost autobiographical, very beautiful. Madan Gopal, his worshipable deity is Madan Mohan. And then it is mentioned that he receives some instruction on this Madan Gopal mantra in Prayag. He goes to Prayag and there are these amazing devotees, chanting the holy name and doing kirtan. And so obviously, and then we understand from, the biography, Sanatana Goswami, he met Lord Chaitanya in Prayag, Dashashvamedaghat, he instructed him. So anyway, so he receives this instruction from this saintly person. And he receives some benediction. So I'd like to read this, those benedictions. Even know those hearts, he leaves from there. Then he goes somewhere else, and then he goes somewhere else, and then he goes somewhere else like that. But the theme, what I really love about that pastime, is every time he always remembers, oh my God, I've received this mantra from my spiritual master. Abandon this journey to bestow upon me. So he feels, in extremely loyal and indebted to his spiritual master. And he says, I have to realize the fullness of the value of this gift. And then, he keeps going. But then again, he gets distracted. His distractions also, transcendental distractions, but not like our distractions. He goes to Vaikuntha and they're like, it's nice, but it's not, Shyam Sundar. I can't connect here. And so again, he reminds of his mantra, and he chants the mantra, and then again, so the holy name and the connection with the spiritual master and the desire to realize the fullness of the gift that the spiritual master wants to bestow through the holy name, that keeps him going, even though there are, detours in his journey. So similar is our journey. As I said, our challenges may be, something else, something more mundane. But But that's what we need to do. We may not, not we may not, we will not, we have not realized the fullness of this mantra in 7 days. But if it is 7 lifetimes or 70 lifetimes, it doesn't matter really. But our goal, I mean my goal, should be, I've received this most amazing gift, you know, the holy name. And I have not even, you know, scratched the surface of this holy name. Let me just chant sincerely and not Hare Krishna, but Hare Krishna. In his time, whenever he chooses to, you know, he can, you know, he can, you know, choose to ignore me or he can embrace me, whatever. It is on his terms, surrender, you know, what he wants. So, yeah, I invite you, when you have time, read. Anyway, Nitin Front also loves this pastime. The story of Gopa Kumar, his journey, you know, how, you know, he goes. The best part is his relationship with the spiritual master and his, you know, intensity in realizing the fullness of the gift, you know, of the holy name. So now, just briefly, so we don't get bewildered here. Here Prabhupada, the translation says, O King Parikshit, after only 1 week of repeatedly practicing the mantra received from the spiritual master, Chitraketu achieved the rule of the planet of Vidyadharas, and Prabhupada adds, in bracket, on purpose, because we must think, this is as an intermediate result, as an intermediate product of his spiritual advancement in knowledge. So, anyway, King Chitraketu is a king. He's a king. He had 10 million wives. And he is given Vidyadhara Adipatyam, the lordship of Vidyadhara planets, one of the heavenly planets. But then Prabhupada writes in the next paragraph, next purport, that for a devotee, when a devotee is given some material opulence, it's not material opulence. You know, it's a spiritual opulence. Prabhupada talks about, you know, temples. Like when we build these amazing temples, they are not material. Just like how the deity is not material, it is spiritual. Similarly, you know, the temples that we have, the positions that we have, they are not material. They are just to facilitate some service that somebody has unto Krishna, devotional service. So some devotee asks the same question, well, why would he go to Vidyadhara? And the Vaishnava was explaining, well, some service, you know. So he goes to Vidyadhara planet for some service. It's a heavenly planet. So obviously the sense enjoyment that is available there is, you know, even more high grade. But then the Dibi, Prabhupada writes in the next purport, doesn't bewilder him. It just, for him, it's a paraphernalia for a devotional service. All that he sees the material world as a paraphernalia for service, and the materials he sees, it as a paraphernalia for his enjoyment. So devotee, in fact, if anybody should have Vidyadhara Adipatyam or, you know, proprietorship over anything, it should be Krishna's devotees. Sometimes Prabhupada was challenged, you know, by the reporters. You know, here you are, you know, you come down so heavily on advancement and so on and so forth. And why do you use aeroplanes? Why do you use, you know, technology? So Prabhupada gave different answers. Once he gave, well, you're running away so fast, so I have to catch you, I have to get on the aeroplane to catch you. You're running away very fast. And then elsewhere he said, well, if anybody is entitled, should use these things in the service, you know. They are devotees because they see, you know, their connection with Krishna. So that's what Prabhupada mentioned. Yeah. And then one other important thing here Prabhupada is mentioning is a devotee, he does not have to do any other practices like, you know, jnana, yoga or karma. Devotional service is the wish-fulfilling tree. It will give you everything. Whatever you need. Even material benedictions it can give. But of course, a pure devotee, Prabhupada writes, he doesn't ask for material benedictions. But it gives material benedictions also, if you want. So, akama, sarva kama va, moksha kama udaradi, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta purusham. Even if you have all desires, material desires, worship Krishna. Because the beautiful nature of Krishna, as Prabhupada writes in the next purport, that not only he might fulfill your desire, so he will do only that thing which will bring you closer to him. If something will, by giving you something, it will bring you closer to him, he will give you that. But by giving you something, if he will take you away from him, he will not give you that. So, yeah, so he is a loving master. So he will give and simultaneously also take away the material, you know, portion of the desire and attract him to you. So again, summarily, Chitraketu received this side benefit of his devotional service, which he rigidly performed in accordance with the instructions of Narada Muni. Prabhupada begins, if a devotee after being initiated adheres rigidly to the instructions of the spiritual master, he is naturally endowed with the material opulences of Vidyadhara Adipatyam and similar posts as byproducts. So Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance of following the instructions of the spiritual master. And then if one follows the instructions of the spiritual master, life's eventual goal is accomplished, even if you have some other, you know, desires, they also get fulfilled. Pure devotional service. Krishna is very merciful. He can accomplish simultaneously many, many things at the same time. So even our material desires, Krishna fulfills. And the examples, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they are great examples. Srila Prabhupada, just by his willing, his wishing that something be done, they would do it. And Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, then they empowered the disciples beyond their capacity, beyond their imagination. And miracles are continuing to happen even today. But they were happening during Prabhupada's time. They continue to happen today. So this is the potency of the instruction of a spiritual master. Krishna follows the pure devotee is Satya Sankalpa. His desire is pure, and so Krishna wants to fulfill the desire of the pure devotee. You know, like this whole Dadichi, the weapon that was carved by Dadichi's body. It was Dadichi's body, but the empowerment of the weapon that Indra had, it was invested by Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu told him to go to Dadichi, get his body. It was not, I mean, it's both. Dadichi's body was specifically chosen, and on top of that, invested by the spiritual potency of the Lord. So similarly, the spiritual master's instructions are empowered by the Lord. And if we follow, then it will be to our benefit. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions? Nityananda Pran? No, not yet.
I remember there was a BTG, and in the first page or two, there was a list of various people in different. It wasn't like most of the people were from California, and they were talking of the glories of the chanting of holy name, and it showed one fella, and he had a health food store, and he says, "Since I've been chanting, my business has been enhanced." And then another person is, my mental problems went away. And then, you know, all these, and some of these more materialistic goals were achieved. And then Srila Prabhupada saw it and he said, this is not what we're promoting here. You know, so that just came to mind. But I think it was volume number 11, issue 2 or something like that, but it was pretty interesting what, you know, how Srila Prabhupada addressed that. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Jai Baladev. Yeah, in a minute or two, whatever you have to say. Keep it short, in a minute or two. Yeah, unless you have a question. If you want to share something, then...
Well, if anyone... Mine is not exactly completely short, but it's related to your point. So that's why I try to wait to the end of the class, see if anyone else has. So
as of now, there's no hands.
So usually when we bring up points, sometimes that reminds people of points. That's why I like to wait till people have questions. Yeah. So you were making some really nice points today. Especially, you mentioned something about inattentive while chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned something like one of the, what was that comment?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that pramada, inattentiveness while chanting is the root of all other offenses, you know, the other 10 offenses that we chant, that we commit while chanting the holy name.
Yes, so in our chanting, I can't personally remember one incident with me. Of course, we've all probably had this incident. But one particular incident that I remember with Terrence, but like I said, we've all had it. Maya, make sure you forget your own faults and you kind of remember other people, but it's not a fault, it's just a funny observation. One time when Terrence was doing his rounds, or somebody said something to make him upset. People say things to us all the time to make us upset. So then he was explaining that, you know, while in the morning, he couldn't chant his rounds. Instead of focusing on his rounds, he was focusing on this person who kind of, you know, made him upset. So usually when we're, you know, it's hard to focus on. Not only are we, you know, not focusing on rounds, but we may be creating some offense while chanting instead of chanting. So that's one observation I noticed. And another good point you brought up was about Prabhupada, how if we follow the instructions of the spiritual master, that then they will be safe. And a lot of times, one point I brought to Lakshmi Moni Mataji is that she mentioned the Uddhava Gita. And this is from a different point of view about the instructing spiritual master, Shiksha Guru. Of course, you're referring to the Diksha Guru. But some nice points that I, you know, wrote down, so that I would like to share. And it's kind of connected with this book distribution, you know, month. And it's very, I feel very important. So it's not anything I realized, but something I kind of learned from others and some connected points I would like to share. So, of course, I first heard of the Uddhava Gita, it's a section of 11th Canto of Bhagavatam, but it was printed separately with commentaries by Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Jitendra was actually the first one who gave me this book. He gave it actually as a gift to a lot of people on a discount price. So, and it was one of my favorite books, and it's helped me a lot in my Christian consciousness, so I was very grateful for that. And so on the Uddhava Gita is basically explained that Avadhuta Brahmana took lessons from everywhere, essentially, from nature, from a bee, from a honey, even a prostitute, wherever he could find some inspiration, he took lessons from. And I kind of want to quote some verses to kind of make sure it's not mental speculation. Even in Prabhupada's Adilila Purport of 1.35, he says, there's no limit to one's instructing spiritual masters, one can have. So this brings me to the point of book distribution in this particular month, how sometimes we don't see the people we're distributing books to as instructing spiritual masters. Like, for example, I remember distributing books, you know, for the first time in 2007, and I felt like a ghost because people was walking by. I'm like, I'm dead. You feel invisible. And so then, as time went on, I kind of realized, you know, from the associating with, you know, various devotees and the teachings they taught me, is that actually they're acting as your instructing spiritual master. We may criticize them for being sinful, or that's why they're not receiving the mercy, but actually they're purifying you over your anarchists. They're actually telling you to be more humble, you know, be more tolerant, be more forgiving. They're actually instructing you.
Bhaktisiddhanta writes about this in his, we read about this in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, where he talks about the importance of Madhukari, going door to door, and he said it'll be good for you because they will think that you are the object of their charity. And so it'll be good for your false ego.
Yeah.
And he says, so don't think about doing nirjana bhajana, and don't give in to, you know, your sloth and laziness. Go door to door. They will throw things at you. It'll be good for you. Yeah.
Absolutely, that's a nice point. That was along with one other point I wanted to make, is that, you know, I would encourage, you know, sometimes we buy books for this month, yeah, book distribution month, but we like to give them away as gift. But unfortunately, I mean, that's also good, but I would kind of encourage people to, you know, try to distribute, because, you know, the people actually see how, you'll see how humble you are, how, you know, that's they good. Actually purify you of your anarchists, and so I would encourage that, you know, so that's what I've learned from several teachers.
Okay.
So this goes back to what other point I want to make. So, of course, this applies to also associating with devotees also. You know, we have to be more humble. You know, they're actually telling us to be more humble, even if they may criticize us. Sometimes people may criticize us necessarily or unnecessarily. It doesn't matter. The reaction should be the same, you know, to be humble. And they purify you of your narcissism. And that way you could see everyone as a spiritual master. And this goes back to my favorite verse, one of my favorite verses, if not my favorite verse, in the Uddhava Gita. In the commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the verse essentially says in 8.13 of the Uddhava Gita, Krishna says, "One who does not desire anything within this world, like honor or respect, who has achieved peace by controlling his senses, whose consciousness is equal in all conditions, and whose mind is completely satisfied in me, finds only happiness wherever he goes."
Yeah.
And in this commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes, "When a very wealthy man travels all over the world, wherever he may stay, he will enjoy the same luxurious standard of comfort. Similarly, one who is advanced in the wealth of Krishna consciousness constantly experiences transcendental happiness because Lord Krishna is all-pervading." So that's one of my favorite quotes and commentaries in the Uddhava Gita, because essentially you could kind of see everyone as a spiritual master. And it's funny you mentioned Bhaktisiddhanta, because I was going to mention a lot of times people, you know, the persona we see of Bhaktisiddhanta is that he's the Lion Guru. Of course, he's known as the Lion Guru. But in browsing through the, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta by Bob, just flipping through, trying to find some inspiration, you know, I came across one lotus-like. Basically, he's known as the Lion Guru, but actually, he's just as soft as a lotus. Yeah. He's actually the Lotus Guru. And some quotes I would like to mention in this regard, so illustrating this point. How humble he was. You know, a lot of times we try to be, you know, more grave and serious. We can't cry or anything. All right, thank you. You can read it, so you call it. Hare Krishna. So in the Bhaktisiddhanta by Bhav, it's volume 2. It's the chapter is entitled Guru Disciple Interactions, and it's page 263. The quote says, basically, some of his disciples fell down, and he was very morose. He even sent some of his other devotees to go retrieve them. He was very, you know, sad about this. Some of his sannyasi disciples. And the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, it stated, quote, "He, Bhaktisiddhanta, became so heartbroken upon hearing of the," I don't know what this word is, but you'll kind of get the gist of it. So, "He became so broken, heartbroken upon hearing of the apostasy of a sannyasi disciple that he began to cry, appealing to Mahaprabhu, 'Why did you give me the inspiration to award that soul sannyas if you were not prepared to protect him from Maya? I have no power. I am helpless. I resign. I will no longer do this service.' Although deeply disappointed, after some time, he adjusted his feelings and again resolved to continue the preaching tussle." So that was a very nice point. And the last kind of couple of points I wanted to make is that on the previous page of that quote in the Bhaktisiddhanta by Bhav, there's a nice quote where Bhaktisiddhanta mentions this, how difficulties are actually a blessing. You know, you mentioned austerities. Sometimes we like to avoid austerities or difficulties. The threefold miseries force us into it, but by, you know, doing more austerities, you kind of develop a kind of tolerance, you know, for whatever, you know, obstacles that's inevitably going to be sent in your way. And so in page 262 of the same volume, Bhaktisiddhanta says, "Those who do not get severely rough-handled by the world cannot worship the Lord." So, so I do have one last point, but it's a nice quote that I've sent to some of the devotees, but I think I'll end there. So thank you for letting me share that. So Hare Krishna.
Yeah. So all these instructions that you're talking about, yeah, Lord Chaitanya, Trinada Pi Sunishena, Tarura Pi Sahishanam, he talks the same thing. Yeah. Like what you quoted from Uddhava Gita, Krishna telling Arjuna, Uddhava. Thank you. So anything else? So what is one thing that you took away from the class, Paramakaruna? Give him the microphone. Microphone. Jai Baladev, the microphone. Yeah.
Mara has received a mantra from the spiritual master and how that mantra has helped him. He was not understanding the importance of mantra, but he was following what the advice has been given to him. He was just doing as a kind of ritual that mantra. And even he was doing it the kind of ritual that mantra helped him to get to the ultimate destination.
Okay. His attachment to the guru and the mantra that was given to him and to realize the fullness of the gift. Okay. Anything else anybody took from the class? Yeah, go ahead, Prabhu. Okay. Okay, so thank you all very much. And then tomorrow we'll continue. Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.
I've heard.